The temperatures are in the single digits as light snow falls onto the runway at the Aspen-Pitkin County Airport. A fleet of large trucks zip back and forth, clearing snow and leaving a cloud of it behind. Dustin Hovel is Assistant Aviation Director of Operations and Facilities. He doubles as a truck driver when a snowstorm hits. Today, he's behind the wheel of a high-speed runway broom.
This Oshkosh broom, it has a 20-foot broom on the front. It's steel bristles, and it spins at high RPMs to cut down through the compacted snow or dry snow.
The broom cleans up residual snow left by the plows so airplanes can land on bare pavement.
The brooms stay out a majority of the day when it's snowing just so we can continue to sweep up after the new snow that's fallen. We continue to go back to the center of the runway and work back out to the edges.
On a snowy day, this fleet of massive machines start work around 3 o'clock in the morning. Snow plows, brooms, snow blowers, and loaders work to make the runway safe.
So basically, this machine, it's one of our newer blowers here at Aspen-Pitkin County Airport.
David Cerise is a seasonal snow removal operator. He moves his snow blower over piles of snow more than 4 feet high.
Kind of a super powerful snow blower.
It is. It's a real large one. Diesel cat engines are one driving the blower and one driving the machine, so you actually have two on here.
The snow is blown off the runway and taxiways onto a nearby area that's not used by planes. In especially snowy years, the snow piles are sometimes sculpted so the wings of airplanes don't touch them on takeoff.
I'll probably do another friction test once you get to center again, so that we can get a better number.
The goal of clearing the snow is to make the runway safe for the commercial and private jets that take off and land. Once the machines have removed snow, a special truck does a friction test. It emulates the kind of braking action a plane might have on landing. Again, Dustin Hovel.
Yeah, aircraft touch down at a substantially higher miles per hour than a normal car drives on the highway. So there's a lot of, you know, sensitivity in braking, so we want to make sure that we have the surface as good as we can for them to land and touch down.
He says the airport's lucky to have this equipment. Many other airports operate with older machines that break down. The winter operations at the Aspen Airport cost about $1 million a year.
Our airport, I think, from the county's point of view, or from my point of view, is one of our most important economic assets.
George Newman is a Pitkin County Commissioner. He helps approve annual budgets for the airport. He says keeping the snow cleared and the runway safe is an important priority.
Yeah, we think it's critical. If you just look at, for example, over this past holiday period where we've had so much snow and so many flights that have been canceled on and off, that anything we can do to ensure that we're able to keep our runways and taxiways and aprons clear as quick as possible, we want to do that.
Back on the runway, the snow is picking up, so the broom continues to move up and down the runway, clearing snow.
Yeah, it gets kind of repetitive driving basically around in circles. It's really just a racetrack for the brooms in order to keep the runway open and looking good.
It's an important job given how busy it is. This time of year typically sees more than 4,300 passengers move through the airport each day.